What the hell are these things? The drugs? Was it the drugs? It can't be the drugs. Mr. Z always gives me quality stuff. If it's not the drugs, then what the hell is happening? My name is Jake. My life used to be mundane. I did the same thing day after day. Every day went like this. Wake up, go to school, get bullied, and come home. It was a measly existence at best. This all changed in the 11th grade, for better or worse. Two things happened to me in the 11th grade. Kids started to experiment with drugs, and I discovered the dark web. This was a lethal combination. My first time on the dark web was innocent. My friend came over for a sleepover. He said, "Wanna see something crazy?" This piqued my interest. I quickly responded, "Yeah, why not?" My friend grabbed my laptop and downloaded a VPN and the Tor browser. He copied and pasted a link into the browser, and next thing you know, my screen was filled with drugs. I said, "No way, this is real, man. So, I can just buy anything on this page and it will just get shipped to my house?" My friend said, "Yep, that's exactly how it works. You just need to encrypt your messages to vendors with a key and you're good to go." The next day, my friend left to go home. I quickly jumped back on my computer and went back to the marketplace. I scrolled through all the possible options. Weed, wax, MDMA, acid. The possibilities were endless. Curious, I bought 1 gram of weed. This was also before weed was legalized in my state. 1 week later, I got a small envelope in the mail. I opened the envelope and there was a pill box. Inside the pill box was 1 gram of weed. After this success, I quickly logged back onto the dark web to buy more. I logged in and I received a message. It was from the vendor who I bought the weed from. His username was Mr. Z. It read, "Hey Jake, I noticed you're a new buyer on the dark web. This is an exciting place full of opportunity. I became a really rich man in this place. You remind me a bit of myself when I was young. Outcasted by society, but eager to make it big and stand out. I've done a bit of research on your area, and it is a gold mine, Jake. How would you like driving to your senior dance in your own Lamborghini? Having any girl of your choice, or maybe even buying your own place? You can be the big man on campus. This can all happen within 1 year's time if you partner with me." I was shocked and didn't know how to reply. Part of me wanted to tell him to screw himself. Another part of me felt entranced by his offer. Imagining myself pulling up to prom in a nice car was intoxicating. Still, I needed more information. I was young, but I wasn't stupid. I typed back, "You don't even know me. How do I know this isn't all just a scam?" "Well, Jake, for starters, you can look at my reviews. I am one of the highest rated vendors on the marketplace. These reviews can be faked as they are secured in blockchain technology. After you purchased from me, I looked into your life. All I had to do was one search with your name in my software, and what I found disturbed me. Anytime someone ever made a social media post with your name, I can see it. My software can even pull from direct messages between people. If your name is in it, I can see it. Let me just tell you, Jake, what I found may disturb you." I quickly typed back, "Just show me." What he sent shook me to the core. He sent a series of screenshots. It was a Facebook conversation between my best friend, Trevor, and a popular girl in my school named Sarah. The conversation was about a month old. Sarah messaged, Hey, Trevor, let's hang out this Friday. Trevor replied, I can't. I promised Jake we would hang out. Sarah said, Jake? That loser? You can't be serious. Trevor messaged back, Jake might be a little socially awkward, but he is cool when you get to know him. Sarah replied, Well, the whole school thinks he's a loser. If you want to hang out with me, you are going to have to ditch that nerd. It just looks bad if you are associated with him. I could feel the rage building inside of me as I read this. My blood was boiling. It felt like steam was rising from my head. I tried to calm down and take deep breaths. I replied back to the dark web vendor. I messaged him, This is all photoshopped. None of these conversations you screenshotted are real. You are just trying to play me. He replied, Well, here's Trevor's Facebook username and password. Feel free to log into his account and read the messages for yourself. I did exactly that. And he was right. All the messages were there, right for me to see. I was horrified. My horror quickly turned to anger, then rage. I wanted revenge. My only option was Mr. Z, the dark web vendor. He could change my life for the better. I messaged him back. So now what? He replied, Well, I assume you don't have any money. I will fund your initial startup. The partnership was formed. My dark web vendor sent me 1 pound of marijuana in the mail for starters. It came in a normal brown box in a vacuum-sealed bag. What was weird is that I never saw a delivery van drop it off. It just showed up at my door. No knock, no doorbell. I figured he must have his own delivery system for the larger stuff. He didn't charge me for the first shipment. He told me to sell it around school and to wire him half the profit once I sold it. I happily agreed. It was a bit nerve-wracking at first. Carrying weed to school didn't feel good. After a couple weeks, selling became easy. It didn't take long before I had consistent business. I didn't even have to bring the weed to school anymore. People would just come directly to my house to buy it. This made it a lot less sketchy for me. My parents were divorced and my mom worked nights, so this was a perfect setup. I sold that first pound of weed in 3 weeks. Since I sold it by the gram, I made a lot of money on the first batch. My vendor suggested I sell it for $15 per gram. I thought this was overpriced, but the quality was so good, people never complained. I made $2,000 on that first pound. I quickly became the cool kid at school, just as Mr. Z had predicted. Mr. Z was the nickname of the vendor. He never gave me his real name for obvious reasons. My popularity opened a lot of doors. I got access into all of the exclusive parties. What is even better is I never offered my services to Sarah. She tried her hardest to win me over. She even came on to me at a party. But I denied her and told her off. This felt really good. During my senior year, I ended up driving a Porsche 911 Turbo S to prom. It was rented, but nobody knew the wiser. I even had the hottest prom date in all of my school. I was on cloud 9. After high school, I had so much money, I didn't know what to do. Mr. Z told me everything would be fine, that I just had to lay low and hide the money as best as I can. He said when I got to $1 million cash, we would start a legitimate business to launder the money through. Even though I never met Mr. Z, I trusted him with my life. I was forever in debt to him. He changed my life around. My confidence was through the roof. Mr. Z suggested I enroll in a nearby college to expand our business empire. I did exactly that. I ended up renting a house with cash. I could have bought 5 houses, but that would be too suspicious. I paid for everything in cash, less records that way. My college life started, and let's just say Mr. Z had me sell much more dangerous drugs than just weed. He said the money was much better with these new drugs. And he was right. The money was better than ever. The girls were better than ever, and the parties were better than ever. As the business continued to grow, my ego and confidence grew tenfold. I stopped being careful and started living in excess. I bought a Lamborghini in cash and a few other cars. I also bought a nice house for myself. Did I tell Mr. Z? Hell no. I would never. But Mr. Z was too smart. I knew he was on to me. Our messages were shorter, and Mr. Z stopped bringing up future business plans. He had to know about my purchases. The answer to my question and anxiety was answered one fall night. A night that I will never forget. A night that still haunts my life to this day. I picked up the package like normal. I unwrapped it and began dividing the substance into small batches to sell. I noticed this particular substance had a blue hue to it. All the previous orders, the drugs were pure white. This seemed very odd to me. I quickly messaged Z about the order. He said it was a slightly different batch and that it was fine. I believed him. Why was there any reason not to? There was a big fraternity party that particular night. I didn't take the Lamborghini because I thought it would warrant unwanted attention. I just took my BMW. Pulling up to the house, I couldn't believe my eyes. The house was massive. I couldn't believe how big it was. The front had these massive white pillars. I thought this was perfect. A bunch of rich fraternity guys and sorority girls to sell to. The middle of the house was a giant grass courtyard. This is where I spent most of the party selling my product. I couldn't believe how good looking the girls were. But that's beside the point. After selling all my goods, I counted the money. $3,000 all cash. I was about to leave the courtyard when a frat guy, Chad, came over to me. He said, "Hey man, that's some good stuff. You got some more?" I noticed Chad was jittery and shaking, almost uncontrollably. I asked, "How much did you take?" Chad replied, "I don't know, man. I just need more. I need more." I was getting a little weirded out. I tried to think of some excuse to leave Chad, but nothing came to mind. "Chad, you need to calm down and drink some water. Go sit down." Chad angrily said, "No, you don't understand. I need more, or else I'm going to die." I stared into Chad's eyes. He blinked, and I swear I noticed what looked like reptilian eyes. He blinked again, and they were normal. Chad continued to talk. "Man, I just need another hit. I feel like I'm about to change." "What the hell do you mean about to change?" I asked. He said, "It's happening, please. Please help me." I stared into Chad's face. His face was blank. He started to salivate. My heart dropped. I thought he must have overdosed. Then something bizarre happened. His eyes turned. They looked reptilian. I glanced around at everyone around me. They were all frozen, salivating with blank stares. I walked past everyone and bolted out of the courtyard out the back of the house. I looked back and I noticed everyone was following me. Some were crawling. They all were salivating from the mouth. I ran deep into the forest, the crazed pack in close pursuit. After running for a while, I let the pack catch up. As soon as they got close, I doubled back and ran towards the house, hoping this would give me enough time to get home without them tailing me. I got to my car and floored it. As I rounded a corner, I saw them crawling out of the forest towards me. A few turns later, and I lost them. I quickly texted Mr. Z, "What the hell did you give me?" He responded, "You better get going, kid. You caused a great deal of trouble for me. I had to get rid of you. You were flying too close to the sun. Did you think I wouldn't find out about the Lambo and the new house? I know everything. You need to get a move on. They can smell you for miles." As soon as I got back to my house, I quickly packed 4 black duffel bags full of cash and rushed out the door. I fled and drove out of the country. After a few years in South America, I thought my life was getting back to normal. Even though I was running low on the drug money, I used most of it to start new businesses. I owned a few dry cleaners and one restaurant. The money was nothing like it used to be, but it felt good to be making an honest living. My old life came back to haunt me one night. It was 3 a.m. in the morning. A crash at my window woke me right up. I pulled up my blinds. It was Chad. Never, ever start a career on the dark web. You will regret it.
Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcast, please take a minute to leave a review. Your review directly helps the podcast grow and allows me to continue coming out with the best horror stories on the internet. Thank you so much.